You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has called for a general election on December the 12th to break Britain's Brexit impasse, conceding for the first time that he will not meet his do-or-die deadline to leave the European Union next week.
Well, what we've decided is that we've got a way forward for this country and for the EU. Now, we've got a great deal on Brexit. As you know, for the first time in 3.5 years, Parliament voted to endorse a way out of the EU, the deal I was able to do with our friends and partners. But unfortunately, they also voted to delay the final approval of that deal that they've endorsed. And what that means, I'm afraid, is if this Parliament is anything to go by, that delay could go on for a very long time.
Mr. Johnson says the EU is likely to respond to Parliament's request by granting an extension. Ursula von der Leyen, the incoming EU Commission President, says the prospects of that extension being granted looked good, but how long that extension would be was less clear.
First of all, of course, it's the question of granting an extension that looks very good. Then the second question that has to be solved, has not been precisely determined right now, is the length of the extension, but the frame in which you're discussing is pretty clear.
Boris Johnson says if an extension is granted, an election is the only way forward for Britain.
The way to get Brexit done is, I think, to be reasonable with Parliament and say if they genuinely want more time to study this excellent deal, they can have it, but they have to agree to a general election on December the 12th.
He says the current situation is untenable for the government because without a majority in Parliament, nothing gets done.
This Parliament's been going on for a long time without a majority. It's refusing to deliver Brexit. It's impossible to deliver legislation. It's time, frankly, that the opposition summoned up the nerve to submit themselves to the judgment of our collective boss, which is the people of the UK.
Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says his party will support an election on one condition.
Take no deal off the table and we absolutely support an election. I've been calling for an election ever since the last one because this country needs one in order to deal with all the social injustice issues. But no deal must be taken off the table. Tomorrow, the European Union will decide whether there's going to be an extension granted or not. That extension will obviously encompass whether there's a no deal or not. Let's find that out tomorrow.
Meanwhile, outgoing European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has admitted that he regrets not intervening in the UK Brexit referendum campaign. Speaking at a Thought Policy Forum hosted by the European Policy Centre on Thursday, Mr. Juncker said former British Prime Minister David Cameron asked him not to intervene in the referendum campaign because of the unpopularity of the European Commission.
He said, well, the European Commission is even less popular on the islands than on the continent, which in fact is a performance, but don't intervene in the debate. That was a major mistake.
Mr. Juncker says that unpopularity was because of the unrelenting campaign by some media organisations and some MPs saying that the place of Britain was not in Europe. He admitted that the European Union had made mistakes, but that British people had been misled by lies. He said he made a major error in not contesting the lies spread by people like current Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
I should have intervened because nobody was denying, contesting the lies Boris Johnson and others were spreading around.
What happens next depends on if an extension is granted by the EU and how long that extension will last. Alan Lee, SBS News.